Let's talk a little bit about the choice of chemotherapy in the patient who has a node negative, or a lower risk tumor. And in the past, of course, the AC, adriamycin, and cyclophosphamide 4-cycle regimen has been by far the most common regimen that we've seen in our patterns of care studies of what people are using in this situation. In the node positive or higher risk situation, the taxane gets added in. But we've seen a shift, particularly in the clinical investigators, towards the use of the TC regimen, docetaxel cyclophosphamide. And now about 40% of them say that's the regimen they generally use in these smaller node negative tumors. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about TC and sort of how it compares with AC and other treatment options in this situation?
Well, it's important to point out that the only comparison we have for TC is directly against conventional every third week AC. And in that comparison, it lowered the risk of the cancer returning. It did not change survival overall, but there's a favorable trend, I would say, and the study's relatively modestly sized, so it might not ever be able to show a survival difference. Finally, the toxicity profile was varied, and there are two specific toxicities seen with anthracyclines that are of concern here. One is cardiac toxicity, which appears to be remarkably diminished with the TC, as you'd expect. And the second is a long-term leukemia and MDS risk that's specific to the anthracycline, and that may be avoided in the long term with TC, although we need more follow-up to be certain of that. In terms of acute toxicities, the regimens are probably more alike than not, but there's a little more neutropenic fever with the TC as compared to the AC, and that's something that can be managed using the conventional supportive care techniques that we all routinely use.